SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In many high-income nations, housing markets are tight and expensive, making it increasingly difficult for refugees and asylum seekers to find stable, affordable housing. Researchers at Flinders University in South Australia have tracked the lives of 25 refugees and asylum seekers here over 3 years, highlighting how housing quality and stability significantly affect physical and mental health. Professor Anne Ziyech is the lead author of the study, published in BMC Public Health.
Housing is such an important part of building a new sense of space and home here in a new country. And we know that there are a range of problems for people accessing housing for the general population, particularly at the moment. There are things like finding, you know, things that, housing that's affordable, that's appropriate to your needs in the area that you'd like to live in. But when you come from a forced migration background, there are an additional set of barriers that we've identified in the research, both in our research and it's also been found in other research.
What are these additional barriers?
These are things like language barriers and not really knowing how the system works to get housing here in Australia. Usually when you're renting housing, you require rental references and identity documents that some people may not have. You might need to be able to sign a long-term lease, but if you're on a temporary visa, you aren't able to do that. You might experience discrimination in the housing market as someone from a migrant or refugee background. And for people, they're just a long way from social connections that can help connect people into housing. And then once people are in housing, there can be ongoing issues for them in the housing.
Professor Ziyech says other barriers include being unable to find housing near their social connections and friends. The study's participants revealed how those challenging housing circumstances harmed their health. One reported constant anxiety about housing tenure, while another mentioned how noise and lack of privacy affected their sleep. These issues have serious implications for well-being. Jimetsu arrived in Australia with his mother and siblings as refugees 13 years ago. He took part in the Flinders University study. After initially being housed by Anglicare for 3 months, Jimetsu and his family were told their time had expired and they needed to find their own residence.
After 3 months, the lease finished, they said, go out. We don't know how to communicate. We don't have a reference to help us to find housing at the time. So we went through a tough time.
Jimetsu's family had to couch surf for about a year, each living apart from family members.
So we have to move out to one of us living somewhere, one of like couch surfing. We sleep wherever, like with a different family. And it took us, I think, around a year.
Did you suffer anxiety and stress during this period?
Yes. Yeah. I do. But I did well. Sometimes challenge make you, you know, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brothers, they just damaged. They can't. It's long story. Yeah, it's a big tough time. It was a tough time.
So when were you all reunited again in one house, or has that not happened?
No, happened.
So until now, 13 years later, you're unable to get a house for all of you guys to live together, your family?
Oh, we all going different paths. I did well. I got here adult. So I did well, studied, good education, finished working hard. Now I've bought my house.
And your mother has somewhere to live and your brother as well?
Still struggling. My other brother and sister still struggling. to settle in, being here for a long time.
Jimechu reflects on his family's life in Africa and how they're living here. He says the experience has been very traumatic.
In Africa, we used to live together. We share what we have. You know, there was a cultural clash, causes those trauma, and lack of housing is also on top of that.
The study's authors are calling for comprehensive strategies to support refugees and asylum seekers. These include longer periods of supported housing, greater assistance in accessing private rentals, and initiatives to build connections between new arrivals and their neighbors. Professor Anna Ziyech explains.
So many people coming from refugee and asylum-seeking backgrounds are coming from more collectivist cultures where neighborhood ties are really important, and you know your neighbors and you're connected to people. And so there were some really nice examples in the study where people had been able to make connections with their neighbors and how important that had been for their overall settlement, but also for their health and well-being. And so one of the other things we're really wanting to speak to is the importance of sort of neighbourhood cohesion and welcome type initiatives. And also for members of the general public who might be listening to think there's still a role to be played in terms of if you have people moving into your neighbourhood, thinking about how you can do those small acts of welcome, because they were really identified as important parts of the housing health connection.
In May, opposition leader Peter Dutton proposed reducing permanent migration by 25% to address Australia's housing crisis, citing a mismatch between housing growth and population increase. However, experts like Dr. Michael Fotheringham from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute argue that this solution is too simplistic. Dr. Fotheringham notes the number of people per household is decreasing and the use of housing in Australia has changed.
The trends in Australia of the number of people per household is falling. We are increasingly a nation of one- and two-person households. More than half of the households in Australia are only one or two people. Over time, that means we're consuming more housing for the number of people we have. That's a bigger driver of the shortfall in housing than migration numbers, which are largely temporary migration. You know, the majority of migration is temporary. And the biggest group of them are students, international students, many of whom reside in international student housing provided through the universities and operate in a slightly different system than the private rental market or home ownership market.
Dr. Fotheringham advocates for a holistic approach to housing, including renting out empty rooms. A joint report by CoreLogic, Archistar, and Blackfort proposes building granny flats to improve housing availability and affordability. The State of the Housing System 2024 report indicates that even if Australia achieves its goal of 1.2 million new housing units, there will still be a shortfall of around 39,000 dwellings over 6 years, worsening housing affordability. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.